All right, here's the deal. Following our latest tech update, catch one of the most insightful calls from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show.
You don't need me to tell you that we're living in a very odd time. For instance, we're now using online porn to measure human behavior during last week's solar eclipse. You can't make this stuff up, folks. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Dell. For today's best deals on computer and office hardware, visit dell.com/deals. Two things here. The world's largest online pornographic website, Pornhub, reports during last week's eclipse, searches for anything regarding sex and the word eclipse skyrocketed by 6,700%. Terms like eclipse sex and other words that I cannot say here with the word eclipse were the top searches. What those people thought they might find is anyone's guess. But in the path of totality, porn traffic plunged. Both the addicted and the curious, it seems, from Texas through Arkansas, Chicago, Ohio, and on through New England, put down their phones, iPads, and laptops to actually get up and go outside and watch the eclipse. Only in America. Join 500,000 folks who get tech smart every single day with my free newsletter at getkim.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As promised, I'm now bringing you a standout call from my weekend show. Mike in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. What's going on?
Well, actually, I'm new to stock trading, and my question for you was, what can you do to protect yourself from hackers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question, right? I mean, I don't want anybody in my don't want anybody in my account. First of all, decent passwords, right? VPN, make sure you have all the system updates. Then you take it one step further. You know, but you know about two-factor authentication, right?
No, I guess I'm not familiar with
that. Okay, what happens is on your trading accounts, you're going to set up something called 2FA, two-factor authentication. So if anybody tries to change your email address or your password, you're going to get a special six-digit on your phone number as a text message. So the whole idea is that who's ever trying to hack into your account, that they won't have your phone accordingly. They won't have your phone, right? So, but the problem is with the, just using that is that if you lose your phone, well, then you just, if they do two-factor authentication to get that text message, is that now they have access to all your accounts. So what you can do on your stock trading accounts is that under two-factor authentication, you're going to use something called the Google Authenticator app. And what that is that is an app that has more levels of protection so that if somebody does get your phone, that they won't be able to get into your accounts. And you can select that normally under the preferences. But it gets kind of step-by-steppy. So what I can do is write all this up for you because it's hard to give out steps on the radio.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying, Mike. It's like, okay, go here, go here, go here. You know, it's like, okay, missed that one. So let me write all this up for you because it's a great question. Maybe we'll even make that our security tip next week is about how to really lock down your accounts to make them really hard to get into, make them really robust. And, Mike, thank you so much for your call and thanks for understanding that sometimes we just can't give out the steps, but I will definitely write it up. Make sure that you get our tips, newsletters. If you don't already get that, head over to komando.com and you can sign up right there at the top of the homepage. Hats off to you for listening. Now, if you have a tech question that has you stumped, I've got your back. Zip over to komando.com and tap that email Kim link. Your notes, I read them all like they're just the tech gospel. And you can get tech smart every single day with my free newsletter. It's up for grabs over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.